Is it possible to be weak and strong at the same time? This is Janie Radsliff with a life lesson from Sharon Hart's ministry. 2 Corinthians 13:4, speaking of Jesus, "For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. We also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you." As a young girl, I loved to play the piano, and when it came time to wash dishes, my mom would tell me she would do the dishes if I played some hymns to sing while she cleaned, and I readily agreed. One of her favorites was "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." It says, "I am weak, but thou art strong. Keep me from all wrong." Well, I still love to sing those words as they remind me the importance in knowing weakness. It's not always a bad thing if it teaches me how to be dependent upon God's strength for everything. Jesus was crucified in weakness, but he arose in power from the grave, overcoming all things to rule and reign forever. His very power allows selfishness and sinful pleasures to exercise their dominance for a period of time because he longs that his goodness would lead to repentance. Well, when I'm tempted to get overwhelmed with the evil that parades around, I remember that I am called to live in his power, his way, and my heart is strengthened and quieted as I walk a closer walk in all this chaos. And that's my life lesson today. For more life lessons, visit SharonHearts.org.